Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Let's talk to Kenny. Calling from East Oak Lane. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Ken?
Listen, Joe, you and I are going through the same exact thing, right? So,
what's that?
My girlfriend's mom is throwing a Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
And so is my family, right? And
it's tough.
I'm going to start here at halftime. I got enough time to go here. And you know what, Joe? She told me, stay with my family, and that's what I'm going to do.
Like, wow. I love that.
There's no love lost. She understands, and I'm sure Amy understands too. Bro, stay with your family.
Are you saying your girlfriend is better than Amy because she's been proactive with this? Is that what you're saying without saying it?
Uh-oh.
Joe just came off a win, and I really don't want to face his wrath.
Kenny,
I'm going to take the fifth on that one.
Kenny, I'll tell you what's funny about this conversation. There's probably, and I'm just guessing, at least 10,000 people and perhaps many more that are in a conundrum. You know what I mean? Like, you know, listening right now. I mean, it's a tough call. I mean, I remember in 04 I watched the game with a group of many of my best friends. You know, 2017, mm-hmm. I watched the game with my brother and my mom and my sister-in-law. You know, like, it's a big decision. And one of my very important decisions or metrics within the decision is I just don't want that many people around me during a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Like, I can't have 30 people in the room when I'm trying to concentrate on an Eagles Super Bowl. I mean, that's, you know.
I had a Super Bowl party, 17, when we won. And I was cooking so much to keep me distracted from watching the game. I might have watched 3 minutes of that game.
Honestly. My mom does that when she watches Eagles.
Yeah, my
games.
Nerves were so bad. But
All right, Kenny, I want to get to Coach Vermeil here, my man. Give me a great answer. You can win the Devontae Smith, Kelly Green jersey. What blows your mind?
The speed of a hummingbird's wings.
Ooh. Wow. How fast
they
is it?
Move from 50 to 200 times in a second.
Really?
They're the only birds that can fly backward.
50 to 200 times a second, though?
That really sounds almost impossible.
I'm looking it up.
All right, we'll figure that out. In the meantime, let's talk to Coach Vermeil. Dick Vermeil, as always, brought to us by Independence Blue Cross. The region's strongest network of doctors and hospitals means you can choose where, when, and how you get the care you need. Learn more at IBX.com, the legendary coach, the Philadelphia Eagles. And I guess Nick Sirianni's got a chance to get that moniker if he wins this weekend. Legendary coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. We welcome Dick Vermeil. Good morning, Coach Vermeil.
Good morning, guys.
Well, we are excited, Coach. Dick. Dick, how do you feel? I mean, next week we'll get your official pick, but we're 9 days out, and today's show is largely a what are you thinking, what are you feeling show related to the game. What are you thinking, what are you feeling right now 9 days out?
Well, you know, I'm sort of in a position that I can't lose. Having coached both teams, if one team wins, you're happy for them and you're sad for the other. You know, so you know. But I live in Philadelphia, don't I?
And you lean Eagles, right? You lean Eagles.
Yeah, but you know, and have friends on both teams. But my feeling is, you know, really the two best teams are going to be playing. We all know that, and I think they prove that all through the season. And when you study them statistically, it's amazing. You know, of course, the Chiefs are known for their offense and Patrick Mahomes, but you know, Eagles' offense is better statistically. You know, so it's all going to come down to who's the best team game day. It always does in these big games. Like last week's game, for example, when you know the Chiefs blow out the Commanders. I keep wanting to say Redskins.
Yeah,
blow out the Commanders.
Yep.
Once a team in a game that big starts losing their passion or starting to realize, you know, we're going to lose this, they really separate. And that's what happened last week. You know, the turnovers, the first play touchdown, all that. And gradually the Commanders started thinking, you know, we can't win this ball game. The season's over and they just can't play as well. And then all
crushed.
Of a sudden you got 50 points on the game.
That's
you
right.
know? But I think this game will go, I think it'll go right down to the wire. I really, because both teams, obviously, they're very good. That's why they're there.
No mm-hmm. question. Dick, tell me if you agree with this statement. It's been said by a number of our callers this week. These two statements. The Eagles are better than 2 years ago. The Chiefs are worse than 2 years ago. Not dramatically worse, but a little bit worse. Do you agree with those two statements?
I agree. Yes. I agree. In fact, I really feel that true. Yes.
So it feels like what surprises you that the Eagles are still considered the underdog in this game? You know, the Chiefs, for everything that they've done this year, the AFC, it's been up and down. It feels like the Eagles just put on a show with 55 points in that NFC championship game, yet they are still the underdog in the Super Bowl at this point. I know you don't pay that much attention to that stuff, but does that make sense to you?
Well, yeah, because I think a lot of times people that make these decisions and do this voting and grading goes on reputation, an accumulation mm-hmm. of how they felt about the team over the years. And you know, the Chiefs have been around the Super Bowl for a while now.
Yeah.
So I think you combine that with the fact that they won so many tight games. You know, nobody has won as many tight games in a season as the Chiefs have. So I think they figure, well, the game will probably come down to that, and the Chiefs will play to their profile and win it by a slight margin. And I think that's why the gamblers are influenced that way.
Mm-hmm. This Chiefs team, the number is 17 consecutive wins in one-score games, regular season and postseason included. It's just Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, it seems, makes them so hard to beat. That combination is why is that combination such a 1-2 knockout punch, Coach?
Because they've been together for so long, and they personnel-wise, the team is put together in a fashion that allows them to do what they want to do as efficiently as they want to do it. Even when they get receivers hurt, they end up with some guy, maybe he doesn't catch the bomb, but he starts catching the short ones, or 1 week they'll throw Kelce two passes, the next week nine. You know, it's just they are so accustomed and so confident they're going to win. The team plays with consistent discipline. Man, they're not penalized a lot, you know. And in fact, there's people criticizing the officials now in the playoffs because they're not criticizing the Chiefs. Maybe say, very well, coach football team doesn't get penalized as much, okay? Mm. But anyway, I think that's where it is, you know.
Dick from Yale with us right now. So, Coach, you coached in two of these, obviously, you know, won one and lost one, and have observed many, including being friends with many coaches who have, you know, been in this game, both winning and losing. Do you have a sense of the right approach to best prepare your team? I mean, if you're Nick Sirianni, because you have decisions to make, how much to practice, how hard to practice, any number of things that go into the preparation process. Do you have a sense of the best formula for it?
That's a good question. When I went in for the first time in 1980, I called Chuck Knoll. He'd been there.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Many times. And Chuck gave me advice, and I listened to him intensely. Now, it didn't work out game day because we didn't play well enough to win. And, Andy, having been there, his routine is an advantage. Players know the routine. His staff knows the routine. My second game, there was no bye between our last championship game and the Super Bowl. We got on a plane on Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock and flew to Atlanta. That was a pain in the ass, I'll tell you.
Not enough time to enjoy it.
Yeah, you really didn't have a time to breathe. But also, yeah. I didn't have time to foul him up. we just went like we were getting ready to play a home game and tried it that way. In fact, I left my coaching staff in St. Louis and then flew them in on Wednesday morning early. So it would be like a regular week. They could use all their own computer stuff. They wouldn't be going from office to office. They could meet just as they have been, just as if we were playing at home Sunday. And I think that really helped us prepare for the game because I had to go with the team.
Yeah, of course. And yeah, that's fascinating.
It worked that time, so maybe I should have done that the first time. Wow. I don't know.
Hey, yeah. Dick, Jalen Hurts played a great game in the NFC Championship game. And one of the things we've been kind of breaking down this week is trying to figure out why. I mean, he's always trying his hardest, all that stuff. But why do you think, what did you notice in the last game that that led to him elevating his play in the way that it was so, I would say, different in the passing game with success?
I'd say great definition of what he was going to do with the ball on his pre-snap look. He knew, he didn't hesitate very often the entire game. So excellent game plan. Mm-hmm. Commanders played right into what they had been doing and it allowed them to really define, or him to really define right now, here's what I'm going, bang. You know, yeah. And some nice throws, too. I mean, some complicated patterns. So I think good game plan and great definition on his part. He knew where he was going to go with the ball. And that he didn't have to get back there, count 3 seconds, and look around to find somebody. He knew where he was going. I think that's good game planning, good definition of purpose within the passing game.
Yeah. There was a clear picture for Jalen in that NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
And that's because Kellen Moore and that offensive staff and, you know, Nick Sirianni, those coaches, they did a great job of making him comfortable with what he was about to see. So, Coach, how much do you worry now about Kellen Moore? We know that job that he'll probably take is right in this town that they're about to go play in. How much do you worry about that becoming something more than what it is during this preparation week?
I don't think so. I think this late in the season, the preparation routine and the entire offensive staff, and of course Nick sits in there, I don't think it, you know, I used to say in this situation, if it can't help, it hurts. Okay. So, you know, I think there's great structure and discipline with on that staff and how they prepared all year, or they wouldn't be in the ballgame. But I think with 2 weeks in between, you can give a little thought to your future, but also more thought to what you have to do this week.
Yeah. Dick, is Mahomes the best quarterback ever? And I want to frame it this way. Accomplishments can't be. He hasn't played long enough to have as much as Brady has on the wall of excellence. But is he playing at a higher level than Brady, Montana, Unitas, Elway, Manning? Is he playing at a higher level than all those guys played at?
I would say if you have to give a yes or a no answer, I'd say yes. But there's reasons for it. You know, a lot of the rules have changed some of the great passers. Montana's, the Youngs, the Elways, and those guys, the rules were different. There was a lot more physical downfield. Everything has favored the passing game, which has made the game more exciting.
Yeah.
So that also positively influences the quarterback's performance.
Yeah.
But I would say the combination of Mahomes and Andy Reid has got to be the best ever.
Does it bug you, though, how much the – because I think you're probably right there. I mean, that's my sense. But I'll tell you what, Dick, it bothers the heck out of me the way Mahomes gets those calls from the refs. I mean, come on. Some of those calls are a joke. What do you make of that?
All coaches feel that way. I can remember feeling that way. You know, I'd swear at him. I'd do everything. But maybe it's human nature. I don't know. But I get that feeling from time to time that – certain superstars are more protected than the average guy, okay?
Yep. Have you been in touch with both Nick and Andy?
No. I've texted Andy and I've texted Nick, but, nothing important. Just good luck on your preparation, and, we'll be watching here in Key West.
Coach, there's a little tweak that they've got going on their offensive line, the Chiefs' offensive line, and I know that we're 9 days away, but – they have a great left guard in Joe Tooney, who's now
and left tackle. Yeah.
Their left tackle, yeah. It's sort of been a Band-Aid where oh man, we need a left tackle. What do? Okay, we move our awesome left guard out here. But is this something that we can take advantage of? I don't care how good you are as a left guard, you're still not a left tackle, even though you're playing there.
Yeah, I agree. And there's no way you can be as good as you would be at left guard playing left tackle. It's tough. You know, all training camp, all the other games played, all the pass sets are different. All the type of pass rushes and stunts you see are different out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can take advantage of. But so far, the guy's done a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
He's talented.
Hey, Dick, next week we look forward to having you on the Ultimate Football Friday. Obviously, we'll break down the game even further. Enjoy the weekend and the lull before the storm, and we'll talk to you next week, Coach. And let me remind everyone listening, great news, if you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, you can now get delicious Vermeil wines, and it is delicious. Vermeil wines shipped directly to your home. Visit vermeilwines.com. That's vermeilwines.com for Coach's entire wine selection. Thank you, Coach Vermeil.
All right. Take care.
You got
Thanks,
it.
Coach.
There he is. Getting ready for another Super Bowl.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.